The first system, when it was put in, could handle 36 channels, that is two-way talking channels. I could talk to somebody else, and there could be 36 such channels going on. Soon after it was put in, it was improved to be 48 channels. This is on top of the very few channels that could be sent by radio waves. 6 years later, the number went up to 148 two-way channels. And this was an even bigger improvement because the 56 system used actually two cables, one carrying signals one way, the other carrying signals the other way. The 62 system used just one cable, and it carried signals in both directions. By 1968, we're up to 845 two-way channels. And 8 years later, 4,000 two-way channels across the Atlantic. These analog voice systems are, if nothing else, full of gee whiz facts. I'm not going to give you many of them right here, except to point out that it's long. The first one was 3,500 nautical miles across the Atlantic, and it's probably the most reliable system ever built by man. It has a lifetime of 25 years, and in all the history of cable, there has never been an electronics failure. And still, we wound up also having satellite communications.